As the Duke of York used to say, when you're up, and when you're down, you're down. This morning, the Partnership for Public Service and Deloitte released this year's version of the best places to work in the federal government. And the news is, well, as the Duke of York also says, when you're halfway up, you're neither up nor down. Max Steyer is the president and CEO of the Partnership for Public Service. He joins me now with the big takeaways from this year's list. Max, good morning.
Good morning to you.
All right, so what is the big news from this year's list? Because it looks like the people on top are last year are still on top.
Yeah, I think the big news is that, as you just said, the folks at the top are getting better, and unfortunately, many of those who are at the bottom are getting worse. Overall, we're seeing a decline in government for the fourth straight year in employee commitment and satisfaction, and that's a big problem and should be a wake-up call for everyone in the government space. We got to do something about it.
It's interesting that your list is coming out on the same morning that the president is meeting with senior executives, members of the SES, and also high-level managers that are not SESers to talk about some of these very things, so far as we can tell.
And it's a perfect time for the president to be doing this. It's really encouraging to see the president take his time to speak to the SES. The SES are absolutely critical to the welfare and the long-term health of our government. To have the president speak to them, I think, is a very, very important investment on his part, and hopefully signals, you know, additional attention to these critical workforce issues.
Now, Max, you've been looking at this for a long time, and I guess it's safe to say there are two major groups of factors that really affect people's perception of their agency. One is the environment, and there are things that no one can control, whether Congress is cutting budgets or whether the public hates the federal government and this kind of thing. And then there's the people you work for directly inside the agency, the kind of work environment that's created locally. And so it seems like the senior executive people are kind of the crux of both worlds there. And maybe they have more effect than people realized in what people think is a good place to work.
Yeah, you've hit this exactly right. I mean, there are all kinds of environmental issues from pay, you know, public attacks, concerns about, you know, what the long-term future looks for federal employment that influence the way federal employees feel about their work environment. But in fact, even more important than that is just what you said. It's the leadership inside the agencies. And one of the, you know, most important pieces of data from this year's survey is that 43% of the agencies and subcomponents that we're able to measure actually went up. So even though you saw an overall decline, a fair number of agencies were able to swim against the current, and it was virtually, at least most important, was about the leadership in those agencies. Good leadership can manage to deal with very poor environment, and we need to see much, much more investment and appreciation for that good leadership.
You know, I keep referring to the VA. I did also when I was speaking earlier with Jitinder Kohli of Deloitte, who had a briefing on what the president will talk about later, but the whole idea of what the effect of that manager on that particular workforce is something that you can glean much more closely now because of the survey results. Agencies are able to find out who is really good. But at the VA, you had it was all of the issues that were caused there weren't really from political appointees or something that Congress did. It was what managers in the career ranks were doing.
Yeah, well, look, I think there's unfortunately blame to go around, and Congress is a big part of the problem, but hopefully will be going forward part of the solution. It is, you know, the basic core here is that our federal employees want to do their jobs, and if they are given the resources, the information, and the support to do their jobs, they're going to be engaged and committed. It's when you take that stuff away that you have real problems, and that can, you know, be a lack of a budget. It can be the sequestration. It can also be leadership within the agency that doesn't invest in training, doesn't share information, doesn't remove unnecessary barriers, all things that are really just about good management. But unfortunately, in many agencies, you don't see enough attention upon those issues.
And it's not a factor necessarily of having a single unified mission, although NASA, you know, is maybe the best example of that. They're at the top of the list of large agencies and gained a little ground, but yet also a very high level. The second number two is Commerce Department, which has a million different missions,
right,
and all these bureaus. So what do you think the common factor there is? It must come back to the leadership again.
You hit it exactly right. It is about leadership and where you have good leadership. And again, that means people who are there investing their own time in enabling their people to do their jobs. I mean, again, This is, at some level, very simple. People are in government because they want to make a difference. And if you let them do that, if you help them do that, you're going to have an engaged workforce. And it's all the things that get in the way of that, of the ability to do their jobs that cause the problems. And you do see that whether it's at Commerce or at NASA. The agencies that have done well have leadership that get it, that understand it, and that invest in it. And a great case example is Department of Labor, where, you know, Secretary Perez and Deputy Secretary Chris Liu and the whole team there, you know, focused from the get-go on trying to help their employees. And you saw real change in real time. And that's possible. We need to see more of that. And we need to see the President of the United States doing more of the things that he's doing today. It will matter when he invests his time in making sure that the employees are hearing from him, they're being supported by him. I think that will have real resonance, and I'm hoping, that, again, as I said, that this is a new day dawning.
Yeah, labor went up a 3.1%, a real solid gain there. And what do you make of the intelligence community? It's number four. It gained a little ground, and it's number four in the best places to work. And here's an agency or a group of agencies that has been vilified in Congress and vilified by bloggers and editorial writers for the last couple of years. Even the president blamed Jim Clapper, you know, the head of the ODNI, for the intelligence failures when the country didn't know about ISIS. And yet they seem to perk along in their employees' view.
Right. And again, I think that once more, the external environmental factors that you talked about are clearly important, but they're not as important as what happens on the inside. And by and large, in the intel community, you see a strong sense about the value of employees. You see huge investment in their training and development. And people feel that. If you back your people, they back you. And the truth is that this isn't rocket science, despite the fact that NASA's on top, but it is something that every leader, no matter where they are, can make a difference. And that's what's really important here. And again, that's why I think it's important that the president's talking to the SES. Everyone who will hear from him, every SES member, has a huge amount to say about the health of our government. And we need them all understanding that their job is not to do, but to enable others and to work as a community. And when that happens, we'll see what we should see, which is a government that does better than the private sector on employee engagement. It's mission committed. That stuff is really strong. Now we need a leadership that aligns to that mission strength.
We're speaking with Max Steyer. He is the president and CEO of the Partnership for Public Service. And what is your best advice for how agency managers, leadership, even the political leadership, should use these results now that they're out?
Well, to begin with, these results are a check in what's happening in their agency. Agency leaders need to be making sure they're focusing on creating environments that engage their employees rather than just better scores. If you push towards the score alone, you're not going to get there. The scores will tell you where things are working, and that's important, and where they are not. And they should be supplemented, frankly, by more real-time information, pulse surveys, et cetera. But the fact of the matter is, this is not, as I said earlier, rocket science. There's a lot of agencies that have done a lot of good things that can be learned from. But most importantly, leaders have to take ownership of these issues themselves. The HR function can help, but at the end of the day, this is a leadership issue. Leadership needs to pay attention and invest their own time in talent. And when they do that, they'll see returns across the board. And that's what you see with the agencies that succeed. And when they don't succeed, you're seeing the opposite.
And what do you think people can learn from the fact that the small agency listing, when you look at the top 10, the average of the top 10 scores of the small agencies exceeds the best score of the large agencies? That is to say, there's more intense liking by people that work at the small agencies than those that work at the big ones.
Right. And I think that's probably, and this is more speculation, that has more to do with the math, and that is that the larger your sample size, the more you pull towards the mean. But in a smaller organization, you're able to, you know, certainly affect change plus or minus much, much more quickly. And it is true that, you know, managing in these very large organizations is really hard. What you do at the top doesn't translate alone all the way to the bottom. There are way, way too many levels in between, and you have to expand the base of people who are committed to management and leadership. That's again why the SES is so important. But I think at bottom here, what the story tells over enough years is that any leader can make a difference. Any agency can actually make huge strides forward. And unfortunately, the reverse is true as well. And it is about investing time and owning the issue, and you know can't say it enough, but it's terrific the president is putting his time into the SES today, and I'm hopeful that, you know, we've got better days to come.
And I'm looking at, say, something like the National Transportation Safety Board, which has sort of mediocre rankings by its employees, and yet that's an agency that is hugely admired by the public.
Well, and again, you've said this as well. I mean, certainly the external factors do matter, but they're not as powerful as what happens inside. You know, people are willing to work really hard if they feel like the leadership has their back and that their work really matters, even if they have to deal with all kinds of terrible troubles, including a public that may not fully understand them. It certainly is important what you see on the outside, but it isn't as important as what happens on the inside.
All right, so what do you think is going to happen next? Do you think that the next couple of years are, I mean, already the budget deal that looked so sure to pass a few days ago is foundering on a lot of policy issues, so who knows what that's going to be like, and then you've got divided government for the next 2 years, even in some ways more divided than it was. Now, what's your expectation for what the next year or so will bring?
You know, if I knew the future,
you'd be rich.
A different line of business, exactly. Look, there are lots of clouds on the horizon, but there are also some real bright spots, and you mentioned the one today that the president is talking to the SES. My hope is that these numbers will help people understand that it doesn't help anybody, not the folks in government, not the public, not the politicians, to have our government not operating it in the best way possible. And having engaged employees is fundamental to the success of our government and our nation. So I believe that this information, and kudos to OPM for doing a great job of collecting it, it really matters, and hopefully will direct the politicians to make some better choices going forward. You know, we need some big changes. We need, you know, civil service reform. We need leadership owning the environments that they're managing in. And my hope is that the new crop of leaders in Congress will get that and will make the right choices. But I think everyone who's listening to you has a role to play. I mean, our voices matter, and they need to speak up.
And will you be attending the president's event later on today?
I will, and I'm real excited about it.
All right. Max Steyer is the president and CEO of the Partnership for Public Service. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much.